Hello, I'm Kevin the Steinhardt. I just thought I'd scare you with that. Ha 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 ha. Ah ha ha ha. It's not a bank holiday tomorrow. That's next week, isn't it? Yeah, it's next week. Ah, fuck. I thought I had like a day off tomorrow. And my dad, my dad was like, right. So you are you gonna want lunch money for tomorrow? I'm like, what? It's a bank holiday. No, that's next week. Fuck. I had been going completely on the assumption that I had a 3D weekend for today. A 3D weekend. It's kind of an odd weekend where you see in 3D. By the way, if you don't know, we see in 2D. And the frame just keeps updating. In fact, to see four-dimensional objects, we would need to see in 3D. And we can't see in 3D. We can see in 2D. And that's why we can see 3D objects. And if we could see in 4D, we'd be able to see 5D objects. I'm just adding dimensions now, and I'll just keep adding dimensions. Adding dimensions is really easy. It's quite difficult to visualize, but it's easy to understand. If you take a point in the universe, if every point in the universe had, and by the way, there, these points are quantumly interspersed, if that's a word, and that is they are interspersed to a fraction of a quantum. It's a very, very, very small unit of measurement. Tiny, indivisible, I think it is. It's an indivisible unit of measurement. I'm not sure if it's like one quantum. I don't know if you could use it like that, but it's very small. If you have these very small points in the universe, indivisible points in the universe, which means you can't fit any more points in between the points, even though the points are single and they don't have any mass or width. Like midnight, is midnight a line, or is it like a second, or is it less than a second, or is it like a line? Anyway, you have these points in the universe, and each point in a three-dimensional universe, in our universe, as far as we know, each point has three coordinates to locate it in the universe. And in, so you'd have your X, Y, and Z. And then you'd, for a four-dimensional universe, I think four dimensions, you go W, X, Y, and Z. Or more correctly, it would go X, Y, Z, W. I would go X, Y, Z, alpha, because that's how I was always taught to add things onto the end of the alphabet. You start going into Greek, and then when you've done Greek, you start going into Cyrillic, and then you start making up your own symbols. Which is always fun, because you at the end of the class, and you've made, you know, like 100 dimensions, and at the end of the class, after labelling all your things, you start comparing with your other classmates what kind of weird symbols you've drawn. You think, oh, I put that in as dimension 153. What did you put it in as? I drew a very similar glyph that was 194. The joys of state school. Anywho, for let's say a 26-dimensional space, every point in that 26-dimensional universe, spatial universe. Bear in mind, we are talking spatial dimensions, not just dimensions of, you know, the fourth dimension is time. Yes, no, it goes width, height, how fat you are, and time. Yes, no, that's bullshit. No, the fourth dimension is time. What's the fifth dimension? I don't know. Rain. Anywho. So you've got these 26 dimensions, and every point in that 26-dimensional spatial universe has 26 coordinates. X, Y, Z. I can make this easy to myself and just say A through Z, but I didn't think of that. So yeah, that's 26. That's just a roundup. That's just reiterating my knowledge of spatial dimensions and how you carry them across through an education of dimensional mathematics. Cartesian dimensional mathematics, whatever that word is that means one of those things.